Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Van Mungo. Pitching for the New York Giants, Van Mungo. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Maynard, who is chasing the ball. Stringer reaches third base with a triple. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stringer scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitheck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mungo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Young reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso bunts, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Nicholson trying to get to third. Ott throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn is 0 for 1 in the game. Bidhorn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mungo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wittek moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wittek moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCullough. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. McCullough steals second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek misplays the ball. That's an error on Whittek. McCullough scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Hi Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn is 0-for-2 in the game. Bidhorn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynard takes first base on ball 4. Harry Danning pinch hits for Gus Mancuso. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Barna pinch hits for Van Mungo. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Whittek moves to second. Hal Schumacher pinch runs for Babe Barna. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Danning now catching. Harry Feldman now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Ott reaches second base with a double. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maynard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive towards first. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert now playing center field. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bithorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bithorn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.